Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Just Talk Podcast. I am Tommy B.
I'm Richard Bendo.
And this is Panda Mike.
Woo!
Hey! So tell me, Rich and Mike, do you guys enjoy stimulating conversation?
Of course.
So you know what we should do? We should sit back,
relax,
and just talk.
All right.
Just
how's everyone feeling?
Tired.
Tired.
But
tired.
I get a cup of coffee.
Nice. Yeah. You're supposed to say it.
What?
What does Mike say every single time we start a podcast?
We haven't really started.
Well, we technically are recording.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
There we go. Now it's the podcast. How's everyone feeling?
Good.
Good.
A little bit more awake.
Hungry. Tired. I want to eat.
Yeah, we had a gift exchange.
We did.
Did we?
Thank you.
Did we?
Yeah.
She's awesome. She
yes.
She's our guest.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We
funny.
Haven't seen her in so long. So that's why we just got the gift.
What's
right
up with the voice?
I don't know. Yeah, we haven't seen her in so long, so she finally... She's here today.
Yes.
She might chime in. I don't
hello.
Know.
Might.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a bloody
she
microphone.
Was like, oh, there yeah, you are.
There's a bloody microphone over there.
There you go.
I'm here. There you go.
I am extremely red. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. What'd you do today?
I hit golf balls.
You hit golf balls?
Yes. Hit those little golf balls.
Sounds
little
fun.
Golf balls.
Do you have a certain type of golf ball that you use?
It is fun.
Oh, there's like, I like the... There's
she's
one.
Like, I like Callaway. I like Titleist.
Noodle. I think it's called
Precept.
Noodle.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Precept.
Isn't there one called like Condor or something that's supposed to fly longer?
There's like lighter balls.
Lighter
balls.
Wow. There's the heavier kinds and there's the lighter ones.
Hold on.
I have like experience with that.
Hold
first
on.
Of all, you got to wash those two at the same time.
I'm wearing my MeUndies today, so... My balls are pretty light.
What kind are you wearing today?
I don't know.
So you don't even know.
I feel like a girl. Hey, you want to see my thong?
Yeah, what do you got?
What?
Oh, you got the camos?
The camos.
Oh, the camos.
I should have wore those. I have camos, too.
Do you? Burn them.
You could match. Twin.
No, burn them.
Twinning.
Yeah.
So wait, there's different kinds of balls? I didn't even know that.
There's mine black and blue ones.
Mine are kind of
I know there's colored ones.
There's yellow ones.
Mine's
kind of ones.
Mine's kind of like football shaped.
You mean eggs?
It's all football shaped. That's what they feel like to me anyway.
Oh, okay.
I heard they're big.
There's some balls that actually glide further away.
That's what I heard.
So wait, does that,
I don't know what
like the divots
about.
Catch the air
so,
pockets and then sail more?
So wait, does, it,
this is
that
coming
more,
from a guy that doesn't
more,
play golf.
Right.
I
is that more?
I could, okay, motherfucker.
Dude. All right,
let's
yeah, oh, shit, here we go.
Hold on.
Is that, I mean... Does each player get a certain type of golf ball that they can use in a tournament, or
they
does everyone
choose.
Use
oh,
the
you
same
choose
one?
Your own, just
yeah.
like you choose your own.
Really?
Clubs. Yeah.
So in a way, you kind of have like this. It's not a handicap, but it's like if you were to choose, like in gaming, in a fighting game, you can choose like, oh, I with this kind of item, this is gonna have me. You know, mm-hmm. I can. Have,
let's say for
I
Ready
think,
Player One.
I think they have restrictions on them. Like if
right,
you're
right.
an actual like tournament
yeah.
thing, they're
yeah.
like, you know, you can't have any.
Yeah, but you get what I mean, though, right?
Something.
Like,
yeah.
like in gaming.
Well, like in gaming, like you have an item, and it's like,
yeah,
this
will,
ball will have more spin.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
yeah,
feels
exactly.
better,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
whenever you hit it off the golf ball.
So, yeah, Scientific yeah. America, that's a website
that has saying, nothing to do with golf.
Does the dimples in golf balls affect the way that they travel?
Okay, so the
a smooth
dimples,
golf ball hit by a
said,
professional golf ball.
You said divots.
Divot. Did I say divots?
Yes, you
yeah.
did.
Oh, okay.
It's yeah. called a dimple.
Dimple. Okay, whatever.
A dimple, like
you
on your face.
You didn't know that a minute ago.
Anyways, the dimple's supposed to make it fly farther.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the
okay.
way that they're shaped and designed. Yes.
Yeah, there okay,
was,
gotcha,
I believe
gotcha.
I read something a while ago that they made one that it was so aerodynamic that you hit it and it just gave you an extra like almost like 50
yards.
Yeah, something Sheesh. Like that. And in the game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought everyone just uses the same exact... You know, because in, I mean, because I was just thinking in basketball, there is no other, like, fucking, unless there's somehow a ball that
there's
has more grip.
Really? Different basketballs, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Yeah
how?
Please, please do. Please
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Because I used to play basketball, and
me
I was
too.
Used to
I used to play
ball,
basketball.
They used to, well, I didn't really choose. I didn't really
right,
care,
right.
but they
Yeah,
have,
I didn't care, too.
They
so.
Have different designs on the outside. Different grips. I think they have different sizes a little bit.
Well, they have 28.5 for women's. They have college. They have high school.
But see, I feel like in basketball, NBA. The way you would, you know, bounce a ball and stuff, that has nothing to do with if it can bounce faster. That's all about skills at that point. You know?
I feel like it has something to do with grip.
I think it's
for some reason. Yeah, grip I can understand.
Well, I mean,
there's
indoor and outdoor, but.
Yeah. Grip I can understand. But like with golf, like you said, like that extra 50 yards, that's a complete advantage. You know?
Specific,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they used to have like actual dimples, which would be like dots.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think. Isn't
that were
it on
like.
The...
Like,
forgive me,
perforated.
The PGA Tour is specific Callaway balls. Is
no.
That...
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No? No. What ball? What ball do they use on the PGA Tour?
It all depends on who you're sponsored by.
That's oh, really? So you can use
you can get sponsored.
Oh yeah, most
use,
a lot most yeah. like professional players they use the ones from the companies they're sponsored by.
That's
Ooh.
Interesting.
Like NASCAR.
My
like,
arm is fucking.
You know,
huge.
Oh okay. Huh. Yeah. So at that point, it comes
or like LCS game.
It doesn't just come to skill, but also the type of advantages you have with that certain. In this case, the golf ball and stuff.
Yeah. Like I said,
because
like,
and you just brought it up. NASCAR is actually a great point too. Like what kind of wheels you have and all that good shit.
Or like LCS game. That you use the certain
this gives me 20 more strength or whatever. This gives me 20 more magic and what the fuck.
Well, see, that's
item.
The thing is like NASCAR is super regulated because of that. They have to weigh the
right,
cars.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So,
same thing in Formula One. They have to weigh the cars after
they've
been driving.
I meant like pro players. Like if,
yeah, no,
I
know.
I
get
like,
what
you
mean.
You
yeah,
use
yeah,
their... Sure. Third brand stuff.
Right.
I don't got you.
But that's but that's interesting with golf though. I would assume that they had this same golf ball for each player. Wow.
So you mean to tell me
it has
that
to be like the same size, but it doesn't have to be the same brand.
That's interesting.
So you mean to tell me that in football you can't have it deflated?
What's funny about that? I was not reading. I was listening. Who was I listening to? I think it was like Jay Moore or something, where he was talking to like. Is somebody where they were talking about every single professional football team out there has something that they do to treat the balls before they actually go out on like the whatever the field, the pitch, whatever you want to call it. And just Brady was the one that got caught doing that whole deflating thing. So I would love to know is like, does that deflating actually make the ball more like aerodynamic?
It's easier to catch. I'll tell you that much.
I know full, like have you ever played football with an overinflated football?
Yes, it hurts.
That's
fucking hurts.
Your fingers are like
bruised up.
Oh,
yeah.
That's So I don't know. Anyways.
Or you could use a tee too. That makes a difference.
What?
Do you use a tee when you play golf?
You have to.
You don't have to
when you're teeing off the tee box, and if it's required, yeah.
Oh, I don't
always. Like with a driver.
She's a rebel.
Yeah, you have to tee it up. And, yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah,
sports and all that stuff. Oh no, go for it.
Or did you have soccer golf?
Wait, soccer golf?
Yeah,
oh,
I would go to a golf course, and the first time I saw it, there were these people with certain type of ball, and they were kicking it around between these two like they have like these two like pegs up, and you have to hit it between or something like that.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell is
this
that?
This is like what's that one game that you
frisbee golf?
No. It's like you have to do it like in a circle, and you have that big long stick. With like, it looks like a hammer.
Lacrosse?
No, it's not lacrosse.
On
it's,
ice?
No, it's on grass.
On grass? Oh, are you
croquet?
Yeah, with horses, right? Yeah.
No, well, not only that's polo.
Oh, that is all right.
But no,
croquet.
It's croquet.
Alice in Wonderland croquet.
Nice.
Alice. I know.
So, what did you guys do for the Super Bowl?
I worked.
You guys do. You worked. I did too. We all worked.
Yep.
Did you guys watch it?
We got to watch it at work, so it was pretty cool.
I didn't.
Oh, wait. Actually, I worked that morning, woke up, and then the TV was on. Or I put it on because I wanted to see who was winning and stuff. But
I worked 6 to 10. I remember when we were at work, our like manager was updating us on the walkie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For all you football fans out there, the Eagles won. And people were like, yeah.
It was a very close game too. Very close game. It's like 32-35 the last time I checked, and that after I checked that it was 38.
Are there Patriots 35. Fans in this room right now?
Hell no.
I will say I don't like him. I don't like Tom Brady, but I respect the hell out of him.
Why? I'm not. Oh yeah, no. I'm just kind of curious because I saw this map of the United States. And yeah. They're like, people that want Patriots to win, and it's like everything. Boston, and they're like people that want the freaking Eagles to win. The entire United States, and I was like, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's what am I trying to say? When there's such a talented team or player,
don't do it.
You know, you. when there's a talented team or player, you can't. You know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Even though, besides the fact that I don't know what really happened, if they did cheat or not, but you can't deny the fact that they've been in the Super Bowl for in the last 5 years, what, three times maybe? Four times? Like, they're.
And it's like, how many of those times were they deflating the ball?
Oh, see, again, we don't know. But even then, like, I don't know.
See, it's weird because.
It's like, it's more of just a respect. Oh, you guys are fine. Yeah. You guys are one of the best teams out there. Depending on if you guys did cheat or not.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know if it's like they're smug also too or I don't know.
Smug?
Yeah, smug. You never heard the word smug?
Like smug?
Smug.
I've heard of smug.
That's snug.
Oh, snug. Oh, okay.
I've heard of all those words.
Snug is this
smug. Smug and snug.
Like skin tight? Like,
I don't know. It's just interesting because I think
snug.
Maybe because they're so dominant, I wonder if people just
like to
them.
Well, there's also people that like to hate on other teams
like,
too.
Just like it's the Patriots are in this weird category where I've noticed like people are like I fucking hate them,
mm-hmm.
I fucking like them. You know, it's this weird. I don't know. I'm just kind of like. Well,
I mean, this was like the Lakers in 2009, 2010, 2011 when they were like just
but like with football,
but like with football exactly. Yeah. So I don't know what that would be equivalent to in baseball.
The World Series
team,
Yankees, maybe
Dodgers.
Yeah, but see, there's something about like
haven't won a World Series since 1987.
I feel like Yankees,
the Red Sox,
I feel like with those teams, I don't know. It's not like you're like, oh, I fucking hate them. You're like, oh yeah, they're cool teams or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess it is that smug kind of thing.
Portrayal
of the Patriots that they're just like,
well, not unless there's a rivalry like Yankees and Red Sox.
Right. Oh, I'm pretty sure, but it's not like Tommy was saying, and the whole nation, everyone wanted the Patriots to lose,
except for
Boston stuff. Whereas
Boston,
if it's Red Sox and Yankees, of course they would want the other team to lose. But as a nation, you're rooting for one or the other, and you don't hate one because they're just that hateable team. Yeah. So.
Well, it's weird also, too, as you think about it. Like every single year, they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's also part of it, is the fact that they're so dominant in that sport that it takes away the competitiveness of everything else.
It's weird when you think about sports also, too. For me, I always look at those teams, and I don't get mad at them. I'm just kind of like, okay, what are they doing? Like, they have to be doing something different, and it's not
right. Yeah.
Because
if it's
cheating, like, you're going to get caught. That's maybe, like, a fluke. See you later.
Right.
But if it's something like, okay, one. Yeah. Okay, cool. You're good. Two.
One, two.
Maybe. All right.
Three times.
Okay, what are you doing?
See. And then four, five. Yeah.
Something like, I would be sitting there being like, if I was a football person, I'd be sitting there and be like, you know what? You can't get mad at them. I would be like,
How come you're not a football person?
It's too business. It's too business. It takes the purity out of the game. I used to say I was college, but then college took away, like, the. Like has become so business oriented also too.
But there's so many good fundamentals but things that you could do for football.
Are you
working
talking about
out
the sport,
health wise?
The sport in general?
Well, yeah.
I would say that about any sport.
But you never physically played football.
I did for a little bit.
Oh, now the secret comes out.
I did for a little bit. It wasn't It wasn't my forte. Because the skill set that you had to be is just big.
You could have been a kicker. Don't give me that look.
Really?
I will choke you out.
Really?
I will throw a sock at you.
Really?
Maybe I'll put it in your mouth and then choke you out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you like it?
You go from being big to like a kicker? Come on, man.
I was big and I was a kicker.
You were a kicker?
Yes.
What? Did you like being a kicker?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
What does football give you then?
Like everything.
Brain damage.
Ooh,
possibly.
Believe it or not, I was actually gonna go
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I'll give it a minute, man. Blah. No, give it a minute. Blah. The concussions, there's some news articles that just came out that said that if you've played football and you have had any type of physical contact with a helmet-to-helmet hit,
all the
you're
time.
More than likely have a very bad case of brain damage.
Yep, probably so.
Yes. And that's not
Mike's okay with it. Yeah.
Mike, run through the wall. So okay.
Do I have a helmet? Okay, I'll do it.
Lock and load.
There it's was like, Mike, wear helmet first.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But then we're good. We're fine.
What the helmet?
I do it not a helmet. Watch, guys. Watch.
I will say that when I was playing football, like there's something about as a team wise, a camaraderie when someone hits your helmet.
Yeah,
good job. It kind of hurts, but I don't know.
It sucks when they have a ring on and they hit your helmet.
Oh yeah, because like.
So yeah. I have a question: would you let your children play football?
Yes.
High school? Yes.
No, I would not. Never.
Something wrong with you.
Then again,
do you know who Mike Ditka is?
Yeah.
Mr. Football came out and said on a Real Sports episode, "I would not let my children play football." You know why? The damage to the brain is way too severe now. Too severe. There's a Real Sports episode that this was on. And I was like, oh my God.
But didn't you say helmet to helmet contact?
No, just any type of contact now. Helmet to helmet is bad. That's the worst.
That's the worst.
But any type of contact to the head is just, it's literally like, I don't know how they described it. It takes away a piece of your life every single time that you do it.
Well, I still had fun doing it.
See,
that's like telling people, oh, don't do drugs because it's like, you know,
fun now, but later on in life, when you have dementia, you have paralysis, and you have people that are trying to take care of you, you're saying because you know why? Because people, you're not the one that's going through it. The people that are suffering are the people taking care of you.
Yeah. Remember last week when we talked about, you know, living forever?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like an oxymoron to that. Okay, well, I'm not going to have him play football because I kind of want him to live longer.
You mean to tell me if you have a child that if
they
want to
play football, they can play football?
I can't wait to see the woman that you date and sees what she says about that. Okay. When they go to the doctor and the doctor goes, yeah, there's irreplaceable brain damage.
Uh-huh.
They're going to end up looking like Mike.
Uh-huh. This is gorgeous.
I agree.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I have one fan.
Always.
I got plenty more.
I'll show you the Real Sports episode where it completely blew my mind.
Well, now since we're talking sports, this is, I guess, a question that I just, you know, came up with, but what sports would you want your kids to play then?
Football.
Okay. Well, okay. Two sports. We'll do two sports because you know how there's like spring, winter, fall, summer.
No, but really, I guess.
So football would be one for you.
Mine would be three.
Yeah. Okay, three. Go for it.
I have three.
Oh, you have three? Okay, go. We'll do three then. So one's football.
Golf.
Golf. Football.
Golf.
You're supposed to be like, golf!
Oh, sorry. Golf, jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
And.
Well, okay.
Well, for my top two.
School.
Do they have jiu-jitsu in school?
I don't think so.
They have wrestling.
I know they have wrestling, but not
in the
jiu-jitsu.
AV, they started doing jiu-jitsu tournaments, actually.
If somebody starts
in school, just in school, like high school.
Well,
sport.
Wait, are we talking like child?
High
like
school. Let's go.
Four or five years old?
Let's go with high school.
By the time we have children, jiu-jitsu will be like a sports
practice. Probably. Okay, let's just.
Because I will have the next Tiger Woods prodigy.
Ooh,
that is why.
That's a big.
At 2 years old.
Oh, see, good thing you jumped in here.
What happened?
I like it. She said she called dibs on that. Oh. Tiger Woods prodigy.
Have fun, Tommy.
Yeah, sure.
Have at it.
So golf, football, and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Top two
would be golf, or it would be like jiu-jitsu and golf, or
golf
and jiu-jitsu, or jiu-jitsu and golf. But yeah, it would be one of those two.
Tommy?
Definitely.
Soccer, jiu-jitsu, and swimming.
Ooh.
Swimming's not a sport.
I was going to say swimming.
Oh!
It's not a sport.
Really? Mr. doing laps and dying while he's swimming? Dude, that's two laps. I just can't breathe, man. I just swallowed like water.
I just shot myself in the foot, everybody.
Nice.
I can't find my goggles. Actually.
I would. Soccer would be one. Football. Football.
Wait,
football.
Which one?
Football.
You mean soccer?
Yes, football. Soccer.
Football.
Because that's how, you know.
The rest of the world.
The rest of the world calls it football. Football. But not soccer. Because
are you gonna have the next Ronaldo? Career.
More like Messi. So that. I would say if jiu-jitsu was part of it too, then yes.
Ooh.
Because I wrestled, so I get what you guys.
Right, right, yeah.
I haven't actually tried it, but I get it.
You'll come. Don't
I
worry.
Get it. Now when Mike was like, "It's this much," I'm like, "The fuck! Holy shit!" I'll do it when I have money.
Yeah, we'll work.
I don't
on
have
it.
Money.
There's you know what? In my opinion,
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just
It is. There's no hurry because also too where jiu-jitsu is going now.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well. There's kind of a hurry.
That's true, yeah, because before it becomes like all like everyone's doing it. It's like I was doing it before everyone
else.
That's why I get that. So that
Mr. White Belt.
If
forever.
If jiu-jitsu is a part of like a sports wide thing in schools, like maybe 10 years from now, then yes. But if not, then it'll be wrestling, soccer, and the other one I'll let my kid.
He's like
decide.
Paintball.
Yeah, dang, whatever fuck. He's interested
hockey.
In.
Hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
I wish, I've always wished that if I grew up in a colder place.
I like hockey.
Did you guys know I took hockey lessons?
Did really? You?
Yeah.
How long ago?
When?
Years ago.
Years ago?
When I was a wee little lad.
Wee little lad taking the hockey.
Yes, I was.
You take a stick to the ice and you fucking slap it and slap it. God, that slap shot.
Yeah.
And run into wolves.
Yeah. You know what? Hockey's a motherfucker.
Yes,
dude.
It is.
You forget that they're on
hockey.
Skates.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. And just the way you can check someone into a wall.
Wait.
Quickly, too. Just
fuck, dude.
Do you guys know how to ice skate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh. Whoop.
Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You did take lessons.
You know,
I don't know how to stop.
I kind of do.
I'm on the same level as you.
I don't know how to do the quick stop. I know how to slow down.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do the quick stop.
Okay, yeah, I know how to slow down.
Yeah.
The quick stop. The
yeah, I don't I don't know how to do that. I'm too,
flying V!
Yeah, I'm too scared.
I got a sport.
Sherry,
what
would be three sports for your kid in the future?
Volleyball.
Water polo.
Ooh.
That's not a sport.
Dude.
Golf. And
track.
Track is not a sport. What is this? This is next one's gonna be like shot put or something.
This comes from a guy that doesn't run.
Well, a lot of those are really helpful in terms of the future. Like,
why
you want to keep your body healthy? Ooh. Running helps with metabolism.
Sure,
swimming keeps your muscles
whole body.
Kind of like
whole body
conditioned.
Too.
Whole I would say that too. Yeah,
workout.
For
swimming.
I figured
you're using everything.
Swimming's kind of part of water polo, and
right.
it uses
true.
A lot more muscle to
isn't
get yourself
it,
up out the water.
Yes. But isn't it more like upper body?
It's
like
yeah.
I mean, you guys would probably know.
Yeah.
Oh, I
did water polo for like a couple weeks.
So would you shave all the time?
So what sport did
you
not you
would have
do
to, yeah.
besides golf?
I did everything, man. I liked playing everything. You don't have to. But oh my
it helps,
god!
Yeah.
It, huh?
It helps.
I don't think for water polo it really
but for
matters.
Swimming. Yeah.
For swimming, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's definitely like you can feel the difference.
So
in, like,
how
resistance.
Deep is the pool for water polo? Guys?
It goes up to 12 to 20 feet. You're not touching.
You
the
have
floor.
To be able to tread.
You're
water.
Not touching
no.
the floor.
You didn't know that? Okay,
no.
So here's the kicker.
Yeah,
the
floating.
Whole time that I'm trying to go after the same ball that you are, we're not touching the ground.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
so you're floating
when
this
you're
whole
trying
time.
To get a shot and you're trying to block me, those guys are
you're
treading
just
water.
Yeah.
And then when he tries to jump up, he boosts his legs up to fucking make the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if he misses, you go back to the left. You go
yeah.
back to the right.
Yeah.
You're doing laps while you're trying to do a shot
so
and get
while you're
whole
threading
body.
Water too
yeah.
and floating.
Now,
what?
Here's yeah. even harder. If you
didn't
try to
that,
do that?
No, I thought they're just like in places. Like
no! That's not a sport.
And I thought they throw the ball.
No,
dude.
You're not
the whole
touching
time.
The bottom.
No.
And here's the thing. After you've done that maybe 5 minutes and they want to penalize you, they make you get up and do fucking push-ups. Oh, God.
Wait, so you're telling me if I'm watching an Olympic game.
Yes. Now you'll see it as a different fucking level, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought water polo was one of the hardest sports.
It's like, so hard.
What?
Physical demand on that.
It's not, like, it's not like they're on 5 feet or 3 feet
that's
of water.
That's what I thought
no,
it was.
No,
I'm just going to run in water.
Yeah, what's the point of the water then?
Yeah, it's a volleyball. Dude, if you ever get a shot of underneath the water where you see these dudes going after the ball, and there's you a dude that's like blocking, these, right? Yeah. He's blocking like this, and his legs are treading water, and you see the dude that tries to go up for the shot. What he does with his lower body and kicks up, you're going to be like, how do you do that? Because they yeah. boost up out of the water to make the shot. It's they're, insane.
I can't like, even tread water, so I'm like,
I fucking like 5 minutes. I was like,
I mean, I remember when you have to take a swimming class to pass. Like,
I never took swimming.
I took swimming. I still can't tread water. I'm like,
is there to get like? Well, this was when I was living in Japan. When you to be able to go to pools and stuff, you have to take a swimming class and you have to do like laps and stuff. Then you have to thread water and all that shit. So you have to do it for 5 minutes, I think, 3-5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, cool. You're swim approved. You can swim.
Yeah.
And then I like
you don't need no assistance or whatever the fuck, you know.
Like I and then yeah. I like golf, but for me, when in terms of my kid, it's more of a practical thing. It's kind of like you could get a scholarship for that because it's not like there's a lot of people just look down if on golf like someone. So there won't be a huge demand.
He's talking.
Like there won't be a huge. There's a smaller group of guys trying to get into golf. I think it's just
there's more opportunity for women than
true. Yes, okay. Yes.
So why I picked my sports?
Yeah.
The specifics is one more that I'd like to. You could consider a sport or not, I think it's a glorified activity. Surfing. Surfing's another one that's in there also.
See, my stepdad's a surfer.
Well, that is a sport.
So it is, but it's also a glorified activity, I think, also, too.
Mm.
Okay, sport it is. That's where I was going. I was expecting people to disagree with me, but okay, sport it is. Yeah.
You know what comes to my mind when you're talking about surfing?
What do you got?
Snowboarding. No.
Me too.
No. Oh, see, that's another way. If I lived in, a cold place like, no with surfing. Mountains.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Snowboarding.
Like how Sean White is back in the Olympics.
Yeah, with his haircut. Badass.
He's my age.
He looks...
And he's still destroying it.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks badass.
Well, he's
now,
a snowboard
though.
Prodigy.
Yeah. Well, have you heard about the new wave, like, pool park of the man-made wave that Kelly Slater designed?
No.
That it creates a perfect wave every single time.
And wait, you're back on surfing.
Yeah, back on surfing.
Oh, I was like, wait a second.
No, Kelly Slater is a surfer, but he basically created a man-made wave. It's in California, someplace in like the desert and stuff.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
And it creates the perfect wave. And now they're having kind of like championships on it. They're going to have like competitions. Because what happens is he was describing the biggest battle with any surfing type of title is you have to wait for the waves. You have to wait for the waves. This thing creates the perfect wave every single time. And he's like, they show it. It was on a Real Sports episode. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. I want one of these.
There's a river, I think, somewhere in Africa.
Yes. Okay. They meet and it creates that one wave.
Yes, and it creates a continuous wave.
Wow.
Yeah. And you could just ride it.
Have you guys ever been to like a water park and there's a continuous wave too?
Yeah, I almost
like whoa!
It's another wave.
I usually always
it's waving.
I always like drown in those. I drown in those.
I just saw a video on Facebook like yesterday where there's like this huge like I don't know wave pool thing China.
Ooh.
And they are zoomed in at first, right? And they pan out and you see the entire thing is covered with people, like they're back to back up on top
in
of each
inner
other
tubes.
And then it goes and then like the wave moves them all at once and it's like I'd freak out. I'd probably get claustrophobic.
I mean, don't fall off
shit?
The fucking wave. Get out of the fucking wave.
I'd be like, how do I get out of this shit? Oh, like, if you're in the middle.
How scary is that? You get underneath and you just see like legs like, fucking just get me out of this shit, dude. Don't fart. What the hell?
It's a continuous wave.
Yeah,
it's just, I'm trapped.
I'm trapped. I can't go anywhere.
Why is there a piece of wood in the water?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So anyways,
just give me the Amazon thing. That's
Amazon
all.
Thing.
What Amazon
the
oh,
river?
The just like the circle
river.
Thing.
Oh, okay,
what's
okay.
it called? I know there's a the lazy river.
I think
whatever.
Yeah, lazy river. Yeah,
where it just goes circle. Just there. And then you see a lot of couples like you know kind of like with their like fucking shit and. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh crap, I need to get off. Wait, where's the exit?
You have to wait till like, damn, it's all the way to the other side. You're just there like, shit, there's the exit again.
You're,
no!
walking with the inner tube in your arm like this. And...
you're like, and then when you miss it, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get like around people. Oh, man.
I feel like we've all done that in Hurricane Harbor or something.
When, yeah.
When was the last time you guys went to a water park?
Mm-hmm. In the words of Rion, hot damn.
That's
I would
shit.
Say high school for
I
me.
I was 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, high school for me.
I was
me.
15. I wasn't even driving.
I don't even know the age. I just remember
you
the time of the shows.
Like a long time ago.
well.
When I, the last time ago. I went.
Well, Sherry.
That was 3 years ago.
Wait a second. We need to bloop that out.
This is when it's just like, oh man,
oh, love it.
All right.
So I remember the last time I went was when the Beetleborgs were out.
What? Wait, what?
The Beetleborgs.
The beat. Wait, what?
Do you remember the
beat? Bad pizza. Yeah.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, the Beetleborgs.
I know.
It was a horrible show.
I liked it.
What the hell? That sounds so familiar.
I liked the white Beetleborg.
I didn't see it when there was white. I only did green, red, and blue.
I always thought that the dude, the ghost that brought him back, looked like Jay Leno.
I don't know. And I only remember because the guy that was with us, he was kind of slow in the head. And that was his favorite show. And he kept on singing the opening song.
I need to find it because that sounds so familiar. It's ringing
immediately.
In there.
Immediately,
hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
There's an old
Beetleborgs.
They're cartoon right
what
now.
What was that? Cherry?
Cartoon.
There was an old cartoon I used to love that came up on like Facebook the other day or something.
What is
I was
it?
Like, oh, I remember that.
Oh gosh, here we go. It's
Dragon Tales.
Oh my gosh.
Dragon Tales.
I remember Dragon. How about Eureka's Castle?
Oh man,
I don't know
how
that
about
one.
Eureka's Castle.
That was a good one. I knew it. I do know this. Yeah, holy
I was like,
crap.
You would know this, man. Trust me.
Dude.
It usually came on right after VR Troopers.
Yeah, yes. See, I know VR Troopers.
VR Troopers.
We are VR.
I actually like that shit. I actually like that show.
Told you.
On for like
2 years. That was the last time I went.
Wow. When was that? What year was that?
That's fucking VR Troopers?
No.
Beetleborgs?
That has to be 1990s.
Beetleborgs is 96 was the first episode. Wow. Final Holy episode crap. 98. So they went on for 2 years.
That's
2 years.
I wasn't born.
All right.
that's kind of scary with the cartoons that in the shows that you watch.
Yes. It's almost like Felix the Cat.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Felix the Cat was
But she
dope.
Knows that one.
Yeah. Well, those are like classics though. I feel like people nowadays would know the classic, but the
random ones.
Yeah, the random ones. Like in the cut ones. Yeah. Like very like.
What's the cute ghost one?
Ghost one.
Casper?
Casper. I love
the friendly ghosts.
Yes.
Did you watch the movie?
They should.
Which movie?
There's two, right? There's.
Can I keep you?
I think there's three.
Yeah.
That part.
Oh,
that.
That's the classic
that
one.
Line?
That's the classic one.
Oh, that line.
And then they start playing. Oh, what's that song? And I know that song. Oh my god, what
yeah,
is that
yeah,
song?
I don't, you
Hold
got
on.
Me, man. I
Hold
just,
I'm
just
look
know
for it,
that
you guys.
That
talk,
scene
talk, talk.
Is so like you can put that on in like someplace, and when he comes down the stairs, I'm about to get goosebumps. Yes, yes. And he sits there with Christina Ricci, and he's like, "See, I told you I could dance."
Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, "Can I keep you?"
Oh man. Like, and then like when, and then when he has to go back,
he doesn't say it like
when
that.
When he turns back, and his mom was there.
Yeah.
Oh no!
So good. God damn it! And the dad is the guy from Independence Day, the president.
Yes.
Bill Pullman.
God damn.
Popeye.
Dude.
I loved Popeye.
Robin Williams.
Olive oil.
And the Wiggles was my shit.
The Wiggles. Nice.
The Wiggles.
Yummy.
Okay. Here we go. Man.
Or the Powerpuff Girls. Oh my gosh, so many things are coming back.
Oh, did you hear that they had an interview with the Powderpuff Girls?
The Powderpuff Girls? The Powderpuff.
Like the girls that voiced them? They had an interview with them.
Was it good?
I didn't watch it.
I want to watch
it. I always liked the mad scientist's name.
He wasn't a mad scientist.
Well,
what was
the
his
mad
name?
Monkey? How do you want to describe it?
Mojo Jojo.
There you go.
I thought you were talking about their dad.
No.
The dad was a scientist. Mojo Jojo was not a scientist.
He's a mad monkey.
You know?
I don't know.
Monkey with a huge ass brain.
There you go. Mojo Jojo. I always love that. Mojo Jojo.
I had like a book.
I have Mojo.
The cartoon where you push the buttons on the side and make like noise from the characters.
So, Mojo Jojo.
I kept pushing that button until it broke.
So is that
no?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, they start dancing. Oh man. Oh, this is when he was like going.
Yeah, she's walking.
And then she's just there. You know, it's like in typical high school dance or whatever. She's just there all alone. And then fucking Casper goes there. And then he's like, want to dance or whatever the fuck? I don't know. I don't remember.
No, he just walks up and just grabs your hand.
Yeah. Does he? I don't know, man.
You don't even see his face till
later. Yeah, you don't until later.
He just does this, like the hand out, and she just looks up at him and goes, okay.
Yeah.
And they start walking.
And she kind of knows. Like, she's like, I know you, but I don't know you. Yeah. And they start dancing. And the next thing you know, there's a far shot, and they're like fucking floating in the air. Yeah. Like, oh, snap. Okay. Damn.
Get it, Casper?
Wish for you, and all it will come true.
Everyone, Rian's going nuts. I wish we had video. Can watch him sing.
If you lose your way, look back on yesterday. Remember me this way.
I'd be right there with him playing this song.
Oh, I think it's the coffee, guys.
Just right there. Just hit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the cup.
You know what though?
It's the cup.
No more
the cup and
no
the coffee.
No more coffee.
And this is like 5 hours of sleep. So, yes. Running on fumes.
I think we all are.
Same.
Yeah, I'm
right
there too.
Anyway.
So, that song was...
Dude.
That whole thing.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and then he turns into the ghost, which sucks.
Yeah.
That shit was tight, though,
I think. Oh, here's another... Well...
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's another question. I guess movie or franchise, I guess this is just, I think we actually just talked about this a while back, but what movie or franchise or even TV show that you guys would want to reboot?
Reboot?
That reboots. Like Casper. I think if they bring back Casper, I don't think it'll make money, but it's one of those things where like, if you... maybe it'll be like relevant today. I don't know.
See, the sad thing is, if like for me, okay, I have a thing about that because rebooting, I feel like you should reboot something that sucks.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Make it better, not
absolutely.
Something
that's
already good.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get more money
out of it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, like I get where you were saying with like the Casper thing, but for me, like that, like now that I'm thinking about that whole scene and shit I'm like super nostalgic. Like that's a piece of my childhood.
That's true.
That can't fucking be duplicated.
You can't replicate it.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, I get it. If they did reboot it, I would understand that. And then there's certain ones where I'm like,
go.
I was gonna say, like, for example, like Ghostbusters. Like I see what you were trying to
do. Yeah.
The premise is cool, but I'm like.
They didn't pull it off.
But
not
this is
the
for
time
people.
Frame.
But that, not just that, but I'm like, but this is for people that haven't seen the original. Like,
right.
If you
exactly,
see the original,
yeah.
You're
yes,
kind of like,
yes.
I don't think you can, like, Bill Murray and fucking the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Like, that's that's like,
yeah.
See, even just hearing it, like, you know exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, that's iconic. Yeah.
I have one that I can just, like, pop Scooby Doo. I think with the technology now. Especially with the way they did
the
Jungle Book.
Yeah. So
and the
good.
Fact that they're doing Lion King. Is Lion King coming out this year? I'm forgetting.
Yeah,
I think
Lion
it's next
King
year.
Is so good.
That kind of technology, they do that with Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
I think that'll be a hit.
So you didn't like any of them with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. But it was...
Scooby-Doo does not need to be rebooted. I have movies on VHS. I've
but that's
seen
a cartoon,
everything.
Though. Like, in movie-wise and stuff.
Like
have
a
you
live
seen
action.
Scooby-Doo movies?
Yeah, I have.
I liked them too.
I have both of them.
Like,
I
liked
them
too. Yeah. With the...
With Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar.
This is a question that I wish that, like, you gave me a little bit.
No,
long.
I know. That's
you're
what I was like,
right
oh,
now,
I'm
like,
because we were talking about
my
Casper.
Mind is like.
Next week, we'll revisit this next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I agree.
Like, that. See, because, like,
fucking,
rebooted, I'm kind of like, my mind's trying to pick something that, like,
sucks. I agree.
But
and
was like,
they
you
can
know,
do it better.
This could have been good, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. We'll save that for next week.
Yeah. Speaking of revisited questions, has he picked between jujitsu and golf yet?
No, that's an ongoing thing. I think if anything, let's put a stamp on this. Episode 200, you will have to. That's a long time, Mike. That is a long episode time. 200, you'll have to pick one.
Wait. But also too about that rebooting question.
Yes,
I don't think it should just be live action, like cartoons. Like certain cartoons, if it's cartoons that you could been reboot, doing it
with what Sherry said.
You know what I would say right now that I would want to be reboot and let's just fucking do it? Batman Beyond. Let's just reboot that shit. Like, I love the original, but I want like a modern day, like, let's fucking go.
That might be a possibility with the DC app.
Yes.
Tommy.
You know what I mean? Sure, like, even if they did a live action Batman Beyond, I'm in. I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
And you know what they have to do? Do you know what they even have to do? They don't even have to have Christian Bale or Michael Keaton or whatever it is, you could have this dude that has a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Just has a shadow on his face, and then Kevin Conroy's voice is right there. That's it.
Oh, dude, that would be badass.
And I would be like, oh, you fucking did it.
That'd be so badass. Yeah.
I want a reboot of X-Men just because I like it.
They kind of technically have. They've been doing it now. Okay, there's Legion, and you know, there's the Gifted, and there's some Runaways.
But also, too, It's not X-Men. It's not X-Men.
It's part of their universe.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say the closest. Have you seen Legion?
I have.
So that would be the closest
one,
yeah? The
first episode was...
I heard.
That would be the closest one. I was sitting there being like, what the fuck? And then when it hits, you're like, oh,
Legion's the one
with
the wings?
No.
I'll give you that one. Yeah.
Gotcha. I got it now.
Wonk, wonk, wonk.
Very well. Nice.
Give me more Gambit. Come on.
What? I would love to see more Gambit, believe it or not. Gambit would be sick.
How can you not want to see Gambit?
Oh, Shari.
He kept saying my name, dude. He was like a crush of mine from a cartoon.
Well, the way it was like an orgasm.
I don't know.
You ever have cartoon crushes beside Jessica Rabbit? We all know that one.
Cartoon crushes? Fuck yeah!
Cartoon crushes
besides Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Everybody, hold on.
Holy crap!
Wow, cartoon crushes. I got one immediate. Well, it doesn't.
The girl from Ratatouille.
What? Really?
She's fucking hot.
Really?
She's got purple hair.
Weird shaped face.
Oh, you like that one?
Yes, that one.
What? The girl from Ratatouille.
The crazy one.
That's cool, man.
Because she's French.
She's French.
Oh, oui,
I hate that accent, though. Like, honestly, if I dated someone with a French accent, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like,
really?
You're
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, you're so romantic.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't. I heard it. I'm good.
You're so
romantic.
Especially the non-stop getting hit on.
See, you know what's funny?
I'd rather hear Spanish.
Ooh,
that's
why?
That's
interesting.
More attractive,
yeah.
I think, than...
Really?
Yeah. I can do Spanish.
Es talk Spanish.
No, but Spanish.
¿Cómo estás, señorita?
Yeah. You know what's funny? Taking it all the way back in a weird fucking way. Just maybe because it was pivotal in me growing up. They cast her as somebody else, and everybody sees her as this person. But I'm still like,
oh wait, I think I know who.
Yeah, Belle.
Ooh. I knew it. I was gonna say.
Because you know what? For me, what it did it for me is she always had her hair up, and then she took her hair down one time. I was like, I'm like, you know, 10, and that's hot. I don't know exactly what that is, but that's. I'm just kind of getting excited.
Not Ariel.
I was gonna say
Dude,
Ariel too.
Belle
but
and
Ariel
were my favorite. I think even I had a crush on them.
Ariel was good too, but just also too, she was a fish. So I was like,
No.
She had legs
at
one point.
I liked Belle.
She was a mermaid.
She was a mermaid.
I liked Belle.
Mermaid.
She had legs at one point.
I know.
She has legs. They're just inside the fin.
You like Ariel over Belle?
Ooh.
Now I would go with Belle.
Oh, don't make me choose.
I would
choose.
Go with Belle.
Don't make me choose.
See, but then again, I kind of like Snow White.
I've always had a thing for Cinderella.
Because she's blonde?
Probably. Probably.
You know what's cool also too is the ones where they show modern with like tattoos and shit like that.
Yeah,
I like
dude,
her.
Dude, I've seen the Ariel one. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, they made her hair like not red but like black and stuff. I'm like,
wait, tattoos?
Yeah.
You have to explain this.
She just looks badass.
They modernized the
just stop.
Okay,
I'm not interested.
Just not interested. I'm still trying to think of a cartoon crush. I was just like,
that's good.
Jessica Rabbit. I mean,
besides everybody,
I already canceled filled that out.
See, wait, like, Jessica Rabbit is the cartoon you'd secretly be like, oh yeah, yes, let's get that off. And then there's the ones like, oh, you know what? I like her.
I like Betty Boop too.
Betty Boop. I was gonna say Betty Boop, but besides those two, because I feel like those two are classics.
I had a thing for Rogue and Jean Grey and the X-Men.
The
cartoons.
X-Men. Yeah.
Rogue. I liked Rogue.
Let's see.
Why do we have the same taste in
her voice? Was a little bit like rough too, and I was like, oh, that's
like
the
raspy like
voice.
Like deep.
Yeah, not, like not. Do you remember her voice?
Yeah, I remember.
She has this raspy.
I'm trying to remember
kind
it.
Kind of voice.
Wait, who again?
Yeah,
Rogue from the.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I can't think of it.
Nice. You'll when you hear it, you're like, oh.
I know what you're talking about because I remember watching it.
But just the voice.
Yeah.
It's one of those when you hear it, you're like, oh.
I was thinking April O'Neil.
Oh. Well done, sir. I definitely agree with that. You know what's fucked up about that? There's a porn star that has that name.
Yeah, probably.
Didn't she die?
No. What? No. There's a real porn star that has the name April O'Neil. And what's funny is.
I thought she died.
I liked her, and I was like.
Wow,
that you're got. It's just that nerdy, like, yeah. Wow, yeah. That's kind of hot.
I'm pretty sure she died.
April? I don't know.
I think she committed suicide.
Well, you can look that up.
Effort, effort. How'd you know that?
It was all over the news.
April O'Neil?
I think it was April O'Neil. Or if it wasn't her, it was.
There's a lot of females in porn that have committed suicide. Man.
Yeah, probably. Anyway,
so
let's see another one. I was thinking Dagny, or was it Daphne?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Scooby-Doo. Yes.
I liked Velma.
You're fucking weird, dude.
I liked Velma.
I like that.
Did you see, you know why? Because Velma, like, after you took, like, the glasses off. Did you ever see that shit?
Because she's like you, because if you don't have your glasses on, you can't see shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, makes
Not
sense.
See shit, but, like, they have, I don't know what it is, but I saw shit online where they're like, oh, yeah, look at, you know, Velma and shit. And they took the glasses off and put the hair down and, like, took off, like, the fucking, like, really, like,
it's baggy style. Clothes.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. What
Especially
is this?
Especially in the actual, like, movies. I don't think she looked bad.
Yeah. You wanna know what's funny? Have you seen that parodies of when they have like Marge Simpson and what's the other one? Fred Flintstone's wife. What's her name?
Wilma.
When they had him do, there was like a commercial for like some shampoo where they had the hair come down, and I was like, this is so wrong.
Wilma was hot.
Yes. Right? Yes. Betty was like, they did some shit where they did her in different artwork.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's.
Oh, who's the mom in the Jetsons? I thought she was kind of
Judy
too.
Judy. No, isn't that the daughter?
Yeah, Judy was the daughter.
She was like the Miss Prissy.
Jane.
I was singing the song in my head.
Me, George Jetson.
So the other one I have, the other one I have is the girl from Jimmy Neutron.
Really?
She's like, really? I'm forgetting.
The blonde.
I'm forgetting on that one.
The blonde that really likes her.
Do you guys even know that cartoon where there's like this girl who's like a spy and she's like traveling all over the world?
Carmen Sandiego.
Yes. Dude.
Carmen Sandiego.
Good. That
hot.
Popped in another one.
Carmen Sandiego.
Kim Possible.
Not bad.
You want to know what's funny with Carmen Sandiego? She always reminded me of Demi Moore, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I always thought if I went to San Diego, I could see her too.
Is Carmen here?
Carmen?
That must have been the joke for a long time.
We can't find her.
We can't find her.
Is she by the beach? Where is she? Let's find her.
Oh, where in the world is
Carmen
San Diego?
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow. Any others?
Crushes.
I'm really blanking out. You guys
are
throwing a lot
of good
ones.
Was there any cartoon? Not crushes, but like.
Okay, this is not a cartoon.
That's fine.
But it's a show.
That's legal.
Are you 21?
The Pink Ranger.
Oh, Amy Jo Johnson.
Yes, the Pink Ranger, man.
She had the best line when she got into the Zord. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, excellent weapon. She's like, nice stereo. Class.
The Pink Ranger. They're just like,
What's his name? Jason David Frank, the dude that was the Tommy.
He's a crush?
No. But he used to have a martial arts studio out here in Santa Clarita.
What happened?
I think he like moved and stuff.
Oh no.
I think it was Rising Sun Karate. That was what it was. Nice. And I was like, oh,
yeah. Karate.
Karate.
But yeah, there that's one because I was like,
I thought Freddy was cute from Scooby-Doo.
Well, I'm not into men, but I appreciate
it. Well, I mean, we're all talking about girls here, so not I'm kind
of
like.
Yeah, throw yours.
Not Gambit would be one.
I agree with Gambit, though.
There Wolverine.
Wolverine. See, I feel like Wolverine's been tainted, though, by Hugh Jackman.
Doesn't matter.
Because Wolverine, technically, in the beginning, he wasn't huge. He was this, like, he was supposed to be, like, this smaller character compared to, like, the Hulk.
They still had him buffed out, though. I was like, oh.
Who was the other one you said? Before Gambit?
Oh, Freddy.
Freddy?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo, okay.
I always had a tiny crush on, damn it, guy from Kim Possible with the hamster.
The fat kid?
He wasn't fat.
No, the other
maybe
dude.
I think that was might have been one episode, but he wasn't fat in general. I don't know, I like the little nerds.
You know what I'd like to have a live action that they do as a series? Johnny Quest.
Ooh.
It has to be a series. I can see series. I can see no, actually I can see that as a movie too.
Yeah,
it can be like a Indiana Jones kind of thing.
Yeah, see, but just I always wanted them to do like a live action Johnny Quest. I'm like, fucking
actually, I think that would
that sounds so good.
That was so cool.
Another one would be a live action of Tintin.
They did animation.
Yeah, yeah, I watched it. It was good.
Yeah,
I wanted more, and I was like, oh.
Tintin was good. I remember that.
I want a live action of the Polar Express.
Ooh.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be hard to do.
Yeah, because you can't find a train that goes to the North
the
Pole.
The magic and all that stuff. Mm. That's hard. I like the.
Well, I mean, like that can all be like CG and stuff, but like an actual like people, actors and stuff. Yeah,
that's a good one. What show that's animated would you like to see become live action?
Oh, that's a good question.
Happy Feet.
That's gonna be hard.
March of the Penguins is close. That was actually adorable.
Recess.
I knew you. For some reason, I was thinking that.
I love Recess.
Oh, man.
I've been watching the reruns on YouTube. They're only 10-minute episodes.
Or better yet, what live action would do better as an animation? Vice versa. Like, for example, you know where I'm going with that? Is Joss Whedon, after Buffy got canceled.
Turned into a comic book.
Yes. And did you see what he did with that? You mm-hmm. probably. Oh, so good. They had an assault on Dracula's castle. Mm-hmm. There's like all of these like the slayers and all of these like vampires come out. Yeah. And I'm like, this is fucking. What is. Oh my God. And you get the idea.
Yeah. I feel just, like. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Phineas and Ferb modernized. Like. I feel like
that would
be
cool.
Interesting.
That'd
be very interesting.
And then like
maybe
like at the end have like some kind of scientific.
Bad.
Thing like oh
you said
you
Phineas
can do
and
this
Ferb
kind of thing like
maybe yeah but you know? They
Phineas
like end up making some cool contraptions
never got into
and
it
shit,
never,
and you're yeah, like yeah. Oh
never got into
cool.
it
and then there's cool, the sister cool.
You know what I enjoyed actually in both categories, believe it or not, because of how sci-fi was, Men in Black the movie and then Men in Black the animated series.
Yeah.
They were that'd able to so it, I was cool. like there's a lot of stuff that they can't do in the movies that was perfect, so yeah.
Let's see.
These are some
animation.
Good fucking questions.
Yeah, right.
Man. Like now we're just let's go.
It's funny because like
Doctor Who,
the whole well, for like one week we can't come up with stuff. Now we're just like throwing questions.
Okay,
left and
okay,
right.
Okay. I think I got one.
You got one?
Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, that's a good for live action
or
actually that
something
would,
or
that
like
would
rebooting
be,
or even yeah. rebooting.
Ooh,
dude, I miss
Rob would
Courage
reboot
the Cowardly
that.
Dog.
Courage the Cowardly.
I missed that.
That would be funny.
Another one, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
As a live action? I don't know.
I don't know about a live action. Maybe a reboot.
Well, because we're doing, if you want, or what was the question?
Ow.
Or what animation show can you see as a live action?
Or
vice
versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think,
rebooted.
Or rebooted. I don't think Cloudy and a Chance of Meatballs well
sorry.
In live action.
Mm.
No,
I think
it works well.
A series. Live action? Cool. Oh, live action. No, not live action.
I got one. WALL-E.
Oh.
Wait, as
WALL-E.
That'd be hard.
You know what
that
was kind
easy.
Of? You know what that's kind of
you
like,
think
though?
So?
Yeah.
Wait, but you know what that's kind of like? Short Circuit.
Ooh. Yeah, no, exactly.
Like
or batteries
circuit.
Not included.
25, how are you? 25.
What's that? There's a new movie, or it's not new, but it was a recent movie where it's kind of like WALL-E.
Chappie.
No, not Chappie.
That's
it was
interesting.
It was,
I want to watch
it. it was kind of like the same thing where it's this little robot came from Earth or came from this outer space and shit. And then these kids found this little robot. It was probably 2 years ago.
Oh, Echo.
Echo. There we go.
Nice. Was that good? I didn't even
watch it. I heard it was a good kids movie. Yeah. Yeah. I heard it was really good. I heard it was it was like a good family Echo. Movie.
You can buy her an Echo for Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nice. Hey. An Amazon Echo?
Hey. That's what
it is, right? Okay.
I was like,
it won't have the eyes.
So, let's see here. I'm just
doing notes so you guys can keep.
Oh, no worries. Now my mind is just thinking. I'm trying to go through all these cartoons and I'm like, live action to reboot to like
live action animation. Okay. To animation.
So I know that I forget who did the actual show, but they did a reboot of. Oh shit! What's that show? It was Nickelodeon had it. What Would You Do?
Interesting.
They had a reboot of it because they were showing like ads and stuff on Instagram.
I like that show.
Hey, What Would You Do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Summers. Put it on your head.
Yeah.
What does it say? What does it tell you to do?
What's funny is like with Nickelodeon, like I don't even know. I know growing up the whole
Wet and Wild and Crazy
Kids. It's All That. Remember that?
Yes.
It's All That. Yeah. Like that was like a version of Saturday Night Live for kids. And I'm wondering why that didn't, you know, there's not a lot of that anymore. It's kind of interesting.
I
kind
of want a reboot of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ooh.
I like that.
That would be a great animated one actually. Yeah.
They can do a lot with animated.
Yeah, there's so much.
I never watched it.
What?
It's good.
Sorry.
It's good.
I just lost cool points, I know.
Like, just silent.
I'm thinking back to it, like the big gooey monster thing. Reminds me of the one from Monsters, Inc.
Monsters
Didn't
Inc.
Get your paperwork. Ooh, Monsters Inc.
As a series?
I don't need paperwork.
I'd love to see as a series, believe it or not. Mike There's so Kowalski. Much you can just in that world. Like, what's going on?
I would like to see the time frame from when they graduated or when they left Monsters University to where they're at Monsters Inc. I'd like to see that time period.
Yeah.
If they were to do a TV show.
I want to see what they do with a live action Pokemon.
That'll be pretty tough, but that would be interesting, though.
Hey,
that'd be interesting.
What do they eat?
Huh?
Pokemon?
Yeah. Do they eat
other Pokemon?
Do they eat other Pokemon?
I could see that. Believe it or not, I could see that.
Because there's no meat.
I could see that.
They don't eat meat.
You know, technically, to evolve, you have to eat meat. Yep. You know, I'm just saying.
Yep. You would scare the shit out of me. What was that one that looked like moons or like big circular rocks? I forgot what those were called.
Geodudes.
My favorites were Piplup, Pikachu, and Squirtle.
Who's Piplup? He's not an original.
Unless it's an original, I don't care.
Well, I didn't say that, but
Piplup is probably like my favorite.
Is he from
second gen? Yeah,
he's a freaking penguin.
Second gen, right? Or third?
I think so.
I think it's second gen. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Wow.
Does he hold the egg? Or
he stands on it.
Wait, what is this obsession with penguins? That's the second penguin that you mentioned today.
Penguins are cool.
They're cute.
You have do you have a favorite animal?
I'm panda.
That was a cop out. Was it always a panda?
Lion.
I'm like with you, dude, because I like the cool one.
Yeah, it's
like okay. Teddy bear.
But I do have two. Okay, hold on. What is your favorite animal?
Kitty.
Kitty.
I like
catty.
Like panther.
I like a cheetah, the fastest ground animal. But that's not the fastest animal ever. It's the peregrine falcon.
Yes.
While it's diving down to get food, it can go up to 200 miles an hour.
Dude, yeah. I want a vulture.
Which is like, pow!
Now, you know what's crazy about eagles and stuff like that? Not falcons.
And I've seen one.
They're bald.
No.
Have you seen a peregrine falcon?
Have you seen how eagles mate?
Oh god!
Why have heard about you seen that? Of course,
he's horny.
That shit's crazy as fuck, man. Talk about pressure to get it done.
Please do tell.
Do you know how they mate though?
That's why I'm saying, please do tell.
Are you kidding? Or you don't know? Or are you just?
Please do tell.
Right. So what happens is they're kind of like flying around, male and female, and they're looking at each other like, "What's up? How you doing?" Right? And to get it on, they kind of do this little dance, And at the end,
mating ritual.
Yeah, mating ritual. They go to the very, 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 very high. I don't know how fucking high. Maybe like a mile above the earth. And they lock talons. And they lock talons and start dropping as they're doing the deed. as the dude is doing the deed, they're dropping because they're in flight and they can't get it done. There's no like shit on the ground or anything like that. They're in the air getting it done. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, talk about pressure, man. Fucking, you better be backed up to be like, let's get this done. Ground's coming up, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. And if they show it on the fucking the Discovery Channel, you're like, oh man, it's getting close. Ooh, holy shit. And the talons are fucking, you see them just shoo, like locked and just falling. And I'm just like, wow. Like, holy shit.
Maybe you
had to
get some pregame in there or something.
I'm sweating just thinking about that, man.
I'm in awe.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so anyway,
no
that's
time.
How
no time
eagle right. Panda and lion is yours? Would be yours? You guess?
I don't really know. I mean, panda is just something I've always gotten called.
Skadoosh.
Skadoosh.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's not working. Skadoosh.
Skadoosh. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, I wonder if they could do 101 Dalmatians live action. I'm like, oh, wait, they did.
They did. That was good. Jeff Daniels was in it.
Yes, he was. Yes. Played as the, one of the criminals.
Roger. No, it wasn't criminals.
He's a criminal. It bloody was a criminal.
In the live action.
Yes, he bloody was. Look it up on IMDb.
It was Roger. Check that shit up. He was the main character, mate. What are you thinking about?
I could have sworn he was a criminal.
You're thinking of something else. I promise you with that one. He's the main character because Cruella De Vil was the bad one.
Cruella De Vil. She's hot too.
I think it was Glenn Close.
Really? It was Glenn Close.
And then it was Meryl Streep.
What are you talking about?
Meryl Streep.
It was Meryl Streep. She's hot too.
I like Meryl Streep.
Not in that movie.
And Devils Wear Prada. Oof.
I like that movie. Oof. That movie is great. It's one of my favorite
this
movies.
This is coming from a guy who doesn't like fashion.
I liked it for the acting.
Right.
No,
right.
Jeff Daniels wasn't the villain.
Ha! I didn't say he was the villain. You said he was the criminal. I said it was Roger.
Oh, sorry.
He was the husband, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, to the girl.
What Oops. The fuck were you thinking oh, about, man?
I just had an idea. Have you guys seen the Oops. Lucas the Spider videos?
No.
Is that the cute baby cute spider?
Yeah, I want to see that as a cartoon, man. Like, yeah. I would watch that shit. I don't even like spiders.
Yeah. Arachnophobia.
That was great.
That is a bad movie.
That was a great movie.
I think I had nightmares for a very long time. Is that the one? I'm even thinking the wrong one. Is it the one where there's like everywhere the cities are covered in ginormous spiders? Or is it just one?
That sounds like another movie.
I saw a movie where everybody was getting eaten by gigantic spiders and I've been traumatized.
Are you sure it's not ants?
Nope, it was spiders.
There's a movie it's called Giant Fucking Spider.
Or there's one, Eight-Legged Freaks.
Yeah, there you go.
Or The Glob.
I think it's Eight-Legged Freaks.
Might be that one.
I think it's that one.
I have no idea what that was. There's like some movies I remember from childhood that traumatized me and nobody talks about them. I just remember them in my head. I don't know what they're called.
Spiders. You know who's the best spider?
Man.
Yeah, man. The Spider-Man.
Hey!
Speaking of Spider-Man, did you guys see that trailer for Infinity War?
I did. I'm so excited.
Was there with the iron spider suit.
I had a boner.
Here's the thing. I was telling you guys that they weren't going to drop trailers last week because I was like, they don't need to fucking drop. And they did. I'm actually surprised. Very surprised.
Well, but they did it. It was like halfway. Go to the website.
Right. They only had 30 seconds of a TV spot. 30
like
seconds
tease.
For Infinity War. And that was it.
Yeah.
They released the full trailer for Mission Impossible. So there was that. They
really
released,
great.
I believe it was only a minute something for.
That's okay. That's all I need.
For Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then they also released. They released a 30-second preview. I think it's 30 seconds or a minute for Solo. Mm-hmm.
Solo.
Love
Solo. They. Solo. What else did they show? There's
hey,
that,
kid.
There's that.
Westworld.
They also showed. What else? Trailers were there in the Super Bowl.
What
Super
else
Bowl.
There?
You have the notes.
Oh, there was the.
Was Red Sparrow on there?
Red Sparrow was on there,
oh,
too.
Oh, Red Sparrow there was there. Red Sparrow. Yeah, yeah.
There was Skyscraper.
Skyscraper was another one.
Cloverfield Paradox.
Paradox, yes. That yeah. actually dropped after a Super Bowl.
The cool thing about that one, J.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch it?
I remember.
No,
that.
I haven't seen it.
I remember that too.
Did you watch the original Cloverfield?
Yes.
Did you watch the original Cloverfield?
No.
Have you? Oh,
too
you,
scary.
What?
What?
So you've never seen Cloverfield?
No.
Whoa. Have you seen? So you've never even seen the second one?
No.
Or like the spiritual sequel to
no.
it?
No.
Which is the one?
10
called...
Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one I was looking yeah. for. I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
And
well,
this one
two, yeah.
was. If you saw the first one and you saw the second one, this uh-huh. one is somewhere...
Slice it in, yeah?
No.
No?
It's not that it ties it in. It makes you go, oh.
Well, I mean, I know it's in the same universe, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm excited
to
watch it.
It does the, oh.
I'm excited to watch it.
I think his name is Chris O'Dowd. Chris O'Dowd, the... steals the show.
Yeah,
there's some lines in there. I'm like, dude.
I mean, it got me interested to watch it, but I'm like, I know that the Cloverfields came out before, but I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm watching.
The first one was a monster movie.
Yeah, that I know.
Second one was definitely more of a thriller because it definitely it's one of those movies where you don't get. How it's connected to that universe until the very end.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, so that's how it is.
Right.
It's a completely different movie from all the way to like 2/3. And then mm-hmm. after that, actually, I would even say all the way to like, you know, the 9/10 of a movie. It's
right.
like a specific movie. And then that last 1/10 of the movie, probably the last 15 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes, to be honest with
if
you.
If they didn't use the title, it could have been a completely different
Oh, yeah.
movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it could have been called Bunker.
Yeah,
you could have been like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, just, nice.
Because I know suddenly at the end, it ties
everything,
everything together.
In. You're just like, oh, you're okay.
Yeah, but the whole movie,
it,
you're
it's
just
funny because
like,
it doesn't
oh.
even tie it in with the first one. It just ties it in with that world.
Correct.
Or now in this case, when you're
just
saying
I'm
just
gonna
in
say
that kind of maybe universe, I don't know. But
just, yeah, the way I
yeah,
see it
yeah.
is like,
it's wow. interesting that they dropped it after the Super Bowl. Because there's this talk after before the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, the third movie is going to come out. Soon, or they're not sure if it's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Next thing
right.
you know, there's the news. Oh, dropping after the Super Bowl. Like, oh shit.
Yeah. IMDb
God
was
damn.
Talking about how the connections to all the different things in there,
mm-hmm.
and they are saying that they're wondering if the fate of the Cloverfield franchise is going directly to streaming.
Mm. That's
well,
we were just talking about this last week,
mm-hmm.
how streaming will be in the next 5 years and shit, where they can just
yeah.
drop movies like that in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
You don't
well, it's
have
happening,
to go anywhere else.
It's happening now where you can go on DirecTV and buy the entire movie for $14, $15, $16, $18, $24.
Not right. No, but not 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 when it's out in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like, you know, you'll wait
a
half,
week or two.
Yeah,
yeah
not even a week or two, probably like a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, because it still has to make money for off of the theaters and
right.
then. But I just yesterday actually just watched the Winchester.
How was that?
It was actually good. It's
that
a,
was the house one that we were
house
talking
one.
About last week.
As a horror movie, I think it
oh.
did okay.
Oh, here's a question: would Brian approve of it? Awkward or sick?
I think if he watches it as because here's how I see it. It's a good movie. It's a decent movie. It's not in
how
terms of horror.
It doesn't seem like a horror movie.
Well, here's the thing:
seems like
the
a thriller.
It's more
yeah.
of the history of it,
yeah.
right? It's
yeah,
it's more
yeah,
of
yeah,
a
yeah. yeah.
It's more of a historical
event,
not event, a movie where it teaches you what it's about, what that house is all about. Now, if you look at it in a horror point of view, it is scary in that terms. But I guess if you're looking for something to scare you, like jump scares and all that stuff, that
right.
it doesn't. There's one. I was like, oh, that's a really good one.
Mm.
There's some good scares there. I think it does. I will say it does actually. Not approved, but it doesn't fail as a horror movie, but you got to look at it more as a historical horror movie, because it's not like this is a house that's been there for a long time, and there's so much history about that house, how the husband was actually the husband who created the Winchester rifles and all that stuff,
right?
So and then just the history of the house itself is what makes it scary. you know, and just the overall story about that. And they could have gone with any other story, but they chose a specific one. And so it's more of a historical horror movie instead of just an actual straight up horror movie.
Right.
Whereas It, great movie, but kind of failed as a horror movie because that's how it was, you know, kind of not portrayed, but, you know, how they marketed it. But this one, you know, if you look at it in a more historical point of view, then it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Winchester, I wonder how Supernatural would do as a cartoon.
You could do a lot with that. Specifically, all the god shit that they're doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do a lot with that.
I think it would be pretty
But
awesome.
Anyways, with that, what I was going through, so we were watching that, and then what I've been noticing lately, every time I watch a movie in theaters now, is that the director or even some of the actors, they did it for Coco, they did it for this one. I know there's another one. Oh, they did it for The Greatest Showman. It was Hugh Jackman, the director. That they would have like a little snippet, maybe like 30 seconds, like behind the scenes, and they would go, "Thank you for coming to the theaters and watching, you know, the movie and all that stuff." So I think that's kind of a way for them to be like, you went out of your way to watch a movie in theaters where you could have just stayed home and do nothing but watch a movie at home on your own comfortable
setup. So I don't know, for me,
non-streaming.
Well, no, it's, I enjoy going to movie theaters for the experience.
Yeah, because I feel like, I think you mentioned it before, Tommy, like it's now it's become like an event kind of thing where you go out, you know, kind of have to dress up, not really, but you know, it's like one of those things where like yeah, you can just stay at home and watch a movie, but going out to theater, you have to come out of your way, buy tickets, and you kind of have to, you know, deal with people and all that shit. And yeah, so I've been noticing that every movie I see now, oh, they did it for Ferdinand. Yeah. It was John Cena who's like, thank you for watching the movie in theaters and shit.
Right.
So it's a cool thing that they're doing now because you're, you know, going to theaters.
Did you see his hand motions? Cool thing that they're doing.
So yeah, I think streaming does have its, it does affect the theater
perks.
Industry.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, again, Cloverfield, they just dropped the freaking movie after the Super Bowl. And what better way after the Super Bowl? Shit, Super Bowl's done. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, there's Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. You know?
It's crazy, too, is the budget of these movies. I started watching Altered Carbon also, too.
How do you like it so far?
How's that?
Slow burn.
Yeah.
Slow burn, but you can see what they're doing with it. I finished the first episode, but the first episode is like,
it's 50-some minutes long.
It's long, but also, too, like,
You have to get the premise of everything.
Not just that, but if you start taking a step back and realizing how much money is being put into this show.
Who cares?
Dude, but I don't know how to describe it.
Well, do your best.
I'm trying, if you wouldn't stop interrupting me. It's more of like, if just streaming in general, where it's going, and if you can buy a DVD.
Sure.
On you know.
Right.
All that stuff. It's crazy the budget that they're having now. Like, the budgets are this equivalent to that of
like a normal movie.
Of a normal movie. Or no, not even a normal, like a blockbuster movie. Like The Crown, right? That show on Netflix, its budget is $120 million.
Ooh.
That's more than like some movies out there. Like House of Cards.
Right.
Its first season, $100 million. When you put that in perspective of like, ooh, okay, that's a lot. Like, Altered Carbon right now, if you watch the first episode, you're gonna sit there and be like, whoa. Like,
so you told us that there was another one to watch, mute. Yeah,
silent.
It's not out yet.
I know, but does it look as good as that?
It looks like it's the Cloverfield Paradox. That movie should have gone, that whatever it may be,
should have gone streaming.
It shouldn't have gone streaming. It
shouldn't.
Should have done movie theaters. If that's just basically what's happening, kind of like Bright,
right?
It's the same thing. Mute's going to be in the same caliber.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm saying. Is it's like you have a big budget movie. You technically have a platform now where you don't even need to be like, let's put it out in the movies.
Right.
Like, because we have to pay the distributor, we have to pay the marketers, we have to do all this shit. As opposed to like, hey, let's just put it out on Netflix. Boom. It's right there. that's what's interesting to me, because if that's where it's switching, I'm kind of like, well, fuck, like, what event can boost up the whole movie experience? I know for me, it was like the midnight showing.
Right. But
they kind of have like scattered that where I'm like, well, what the fuck, you know?
Right.
So it's weird. It's like we talked about, the next 5 to 10 years of where streaming is going to go and the whole movie industry and all that stuff is going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Going back to trailers.
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite trailer during the Super Bowl?
It was a tie. Solo.
Ooh, we have a tie. We have
Impossible.
A tie.
Solo and Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
Those two. 100%.
Ooh. I didn't really see any of them because I was at work.
We were just watching most of them.
Well, I know, but... I mean, I saw Solo afterwards because you guys all know I'm a Star Wars freak and a fan. So I liked Solo a lot because I'm curious to know... I want to see more of the Star Wars world. And I want to see...
The Star World.
So I want to see like different aspects of it and more of it because... Obviously, like I said, during the first three, you get, you know, Coruscant, you get Tatooine, and then second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you get some of the other ones, you know, Ender, which is just a moon, you know. So I like this. I want to see more of it because I know that it's a vast universe.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I don't want it to just be like, oh, Tatooine. No, Tatooine.
Do you guys hear, I mean, we're going to go back to trailers, but do you guys hear that the not bros, but the team of Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, doing a Star Wars show.
Yeah.
They're creating Star Wars show.
What?
So, I know, wait, hold on. You actually started watching Game of Thrones, yeah? Or no?
Not yet. God damn it, I'm still waiting for my copy.
God damn it.
Harry Gambini, we are going to get you on this fucking podcast. And I'm going to get a copy of the first four seasons because he says that he was going to do it for me.
Yeah, yeah. But
what's funny is that news, if you're into Game of Thrones, is like, oh,
yeah. Oh, yep.
Like, is fucking amazing. Like, I could
tell.
Just Game of Thrones writing for Star Wars.
Is it gonna feel like Star Wars? That's the other question.
Dude, you know what? You can't make any comments until you watch Game of Thrones.
Why not?
And then you're gonna be like this. You're gonna be like, then we can come back and revisit this.
And I'm gonna laugh when I tell you guys, oh, this feels like a Game of Thrones thing.
Nope.
But instead see, of how a can Star you say Wars that thing. Though? Because this would be a different no, I'm aspect saying, of the universe.
No, yeah, but I'm saying once I watch Game of Thrones.
Oh. But no, nope. Once you watch Game of Thrones,
no? Okay.
I still disagree.
But, okay. But even then, once you watch Game of Thrones, the way the writing for that show and you're putting into Star Wars would just be so fucking epic.
I wish because we here's, could see here's your, the thing. Your expression.
Game of Thrones is the Game of Thrones would be fantasy, right?
Sure. Well, Star Wars is kind of like that.
Well, yeah, but it's more it's definitely well, yeah, it is definitely more fantasy too, but like it has that sci-fi aspect there. So, yeah,
true.
Mm-hmm.
Like how all does the lightsaber work?
Just wait till you watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, fine. I'll watch Game of Thrones.
Anyways, I would have
you
to say
that now and you're acting like that. Just wait till you watch it.
It might be a tie too, actually. It actually might be the same, mm-hmm. Mission Impossible and Solo, but
Solo.
There was something about Solo, especially seeing the full trailer, because the full trailer dropped the next day on Good Morning America.
Good morning,
and Good Morning America, and just seeing that Millennium Falcon just like do its thing,
dude. Not
There's
even
always
that.
Just something the part about
where
it.
They cut.
I think the part
inside the Millennium Falcon, and you're like, does that look like
and
Empire
still...
like type of interior? What is
and
that?
It's new.
Yeah,
it's like new. Brand new. Yeah, you're just
instead
like,
of.
Old and rusty.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
That piece of junk over there. Rusty, we'll take the junkard.
Fudge, man. It's new. And you're just like, oh my God.
Take that piece of junk out of the sky.
It's so amazing. I'm just like,
I mean, because, it's iconic.
Yeah.
For Han Solo.
So I don't know, man. Like what Tommy was saying earlier when we rewatched the Mission Impossible trailer, they know how to get you with like fucking, it's a Mission Impossible thing where you're like, oh my God! Just the action sequences. You're just like. Fuck.
First one was kind of confusing. Fuck. Second one was great. Third one was it was great too. I liked the third one.
I liked all
Fourth,
of them.
This is the fifth installment, right?
This is the sixth.
Okay, so fourth and fifth were really good, too.
So you have Mission Impossible, MI2, Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible,
Ghosts.
No, it's Rogue Nation. Oh,
Rogue
Ghost
Nation.
Protocol. Rogue Nation.
Then Rogue Nation, and then and now Fallout. Fallout. Yeah. So, I'm excited. I'm excited. Like the what? Like just it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, like the girl that gets kicked out of the window. She's one of my obsessions too.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah.
She makes a great leading lady. Also, too. Going back to last week. She makes a great leading
lady. Look her up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever she does is kind of good.
So that's it's probably those two. Then you know the Jurassic World's cool.
I think it's gonna be good.
I'm curious what they're doing with.
Yeah,
that.
Me too. That's why I'm like, I want to know where you guys are trying to go
with
this.
Well, obviously they're blowing up the island,
right? And they're gonna
just
go somewhere.
But then the whole thing with them genetically manipulating stuff, where I'm like, oh, what's this? This is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's gonna be another major crazy. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the one that they show in the trailer where it's just like,
what did you guys do?
What did you guys do? For me, what stole the show is just him controlling the raptors. I was
blue.
That was the first one.
But that was awesome.
Well, yeah. But I mean, now he's doing it in the second one.
Whatever he's doing.
Where he's bigger.
Sure.
Blue.
If that's what he is doing, I'm kind of curious to see exactly what's going on. Well, but. The island's blowing up. Are they moving to Jurassic Park San Diego again?
Hell yeah.
So. Is that what's going down?
I guess so.
Nice little circle with cages. There you go.
We'll see.
Because they found Carmen San Diego down there.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Dinosaurs. Why are we still talking about dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs are badasses.
They're awesome.
Dinosaurs are cool, man.
Hey, man. I'm just saying what Malcolm was saying.
I'm a dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
Is my laptop at 100%? Is my laptop at 100%?
I don't know.
Just open up and see.
Trailers were amazing. Do you guys have a favorite commercial from
the Super Bowl?
No?
Nope.
Nothing?
I didn't even really watch it. All the trailers and stuff.
Yeah. I liked the Mountain Dew and the Doritos one.
Yeah? Can you just...
Let's go!
Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman. Those are awesome. And then Peter Dinklage was Timbaland, right?
Yeah.
And then
he was Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. And then Morgan Freeman was with Missy Elliott. Yeah. That was cool. I will say that was my favorite
one. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
That's for the Doritos Blaze?
The Doritos and Mountain.
I saw that one because of YouTube.
Yeah,
me too.
That was probably my favorite commercial.
Yeah.
There was something about like a dog, though, where it wasn't that great. The dog was like, oh, he's your little buddy for life, and this is what we're going to do. I think it was like a U.S. Bank one, and then they end up buying a house, and the dog's like running towards the house.
It's
like,
well, you know why there's a U.S. Bank one, right? The stadium was U.S. Bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're like, oh.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Which is surprising because U.S. Bank used to be like a smaller bank and used to not be really known.
I think it's the fourth largest now.
It's probably now, yeah. But, I mean.
Because Wells Fargo's number one. Bank of America's number two. No, I'm sorry. J.P. Morgan's number one.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan Chase. Wells Fargo's number two. Bank of America's number three. And then U.S. Bank is number four.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, is J.P. Morgan? No, never mind. It's different. Because there's a jingle.
The oil baron?
No, it's like. Dun, 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 dun. That's a little jingle. It's not J.P.
Farmers.
Morgan, dude.
Yeah, for some reason, Farmers is the one.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We are Farmers. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, never mind.
No, I didn't know. That's not your forte, Rion. Don't do that again.
What?
I didn't know.
We are Farmers.
I didn't know Commissioner Gordon was in a Farmers commercial, though.
Oh, gosh.
I could have sworn there's
Allstate.
Never mind.
Are you in good hands? Allstate.
I thought it was a J.P. Morgan jingle.
Maybe. You know.
I was thinking of something else.
And then there was a Tide commercial with David Harbour.
Was he eating it?
It was about Tide Pods. I swear.
Who does that? How does that get passed around?
I don't
around?
Get
Apparently
it. What
a lot of
happened?
That end up dying.
Can someone please?
They're stupid.
Can someone please understand or like explain that to me?
You got me. You know what I feel like this was? A little bit of like a kind of like an overflow of the bath salts.
Yeah, probably.
Like I saw
bath salts are nice though. Epsom salt, it's good for you.
No, but people were snorting that shit.
It's just another like jump off the bridge example.
Yeah,
like,
you didn't know about that? You know, they were taking bath salts and snorting it up the nose because it was like cocaine or whatever.
No, That's salt.
Exactly.
So and they were a bunch fucking, of retards.
I believe that the Darwin effect is real. There are people in this world that just sooner or later.
What's the
one
where
I don't like my own generation.
What's it called?
What are you doing, man?
You're doing.
Oh, autoaphilic asphyxiation.
Yes, it's like that.
That's the one how David Carradine died.
Yeah. Stupid.
But they get the high from that?
No, apparently. Okay, just talking about it. So apparently, this is fact.
What are you talking about?
Well, David Carradine was found in a closet, dead. He died from he had a belt.
He had a rope. A tie.
Shoelaces.
Ooh.
He had shoelaces tied around his neck and around his genitals while he was masturbating.
What?
And basically, he just died from autoaphilic asphyxiation, which is it's when the blood circulation.
Don't try it at home.
Yes, please. Okay, so when the blood circulation is cut off to the head, apparently it gorges down there, so you're more sensitive. That's what I've read.
Don't look at me.
That's what I've read. I don't know anything about this. That is what the story was.
Yeah, yeah. And interesting.
Hey, whatever you're into, it just shows.
To each their own.
Yes.
To each their own.
Whatever you're into.
Dad, it's insane.
Yeah. So, like, the whole Tide Pod thing, I was like, how does somebody be like, you know, I'm hungry.
It looks like candy.
And it smells good. It smells like fruity pebbles.
Candy.
Like, and you know, on the thing specifically, it says, do not eat. Yes. And then you see somebody, I saw a guy. My stomach doesn't feel so good.
I think they've been adding that to the commercials now. I think I saw one recently. Yeah. They're like, do not eat these.
They did.
Something like that. I'm like, that shouldn't be a warning. That shouldn't need to be warned.
Should be common sense.
I don't know if it was Einstein or whoever he said. He's like, I believe the universe and human stupidity to be limitless. And I'm not sure about the latter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like saying, don't stand in front of a plane.
Why not? What about behind it?
I'm moving blood.
You know what that reminds me of? That Jackass where they have
the jet.
The jet trying to take a piss. It's like
Oh, hello, Kelly. All
right. What you got, Mike? I know you said you got something.
Do you have something you want to bring up?
No, I'm just looking at Kelly.
You know what? I feel like I kind of missed the train on this one. You know, I've been watching Black Mirror. I'm like obsessed, dude. This is like the perfect show for me. Like, everything I like in a show, in one. It's like modern day Twilight Zone.
It is.
I'm obsessed.
Black Mirror is,
I can't watch Black Mirror before I go to bed.
I agree with
the
that.
The one with the bees.
So that's season three, the last episode. That's a good one. That was like a movie, actually. It's like freaking an hour and a half long. It's 90 minutes.
And they're intense. They're intense. Like, you kind of leaves you with like a...
You're thinking, or you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where does reality stop? And like...
Are you guys all caught up?
Yeah, I am.
No.
Yeah. Mike's not.
I think... No, the new episodes. I'm sorry. The new episodes I haven't even started yet. The season four.
Season
I haven't even started those yet.
Yeah, those were... That was great.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't even...
That's a really slow burn for me.
Seriously?
Black Mirror?
Because,
did you start on the first episode?
I finished the first... I started first season, I think episode 1 and 2.
I shouldn't have done that. I started with season 4, episode 1.
Yeah, I started with season 3. Because Tommy told me to watch San Junipero.
Yeah, that's the one that I recommend. Because imagine if I told you to
What's the nomination?
The pig one.
Yeah.
No, not the that pig one. Imagine if I told somebody to watch. Go watch this video game one. That title.
That one was scary.
Yeah, but imagine intense. And they'd be like, what the fuck are you having me watch? As opposed to San Junipero. You're like, you know.
Yeah, true.
I kind of, you know.
Is that the one with the girls?
Yes.
Yeah, the one where they're if you haven't watched it by now, spoiler. Okay. And go. It's where they basically download your consciousness into a computer and you basically can live forever.
That's awesome.
That's actually like an uplifting thing. Mm. You're right.
Air quotes.
But imagine if somebody was like, hey, watch this, and instead they give you the one with the video game, and there's that other one where the kid's traveling. I can't fucking remember the names off the top of my head.
Wait, wasn't that the video game one?
I think it's that.
The horror game?
There's the horror game, and then there's the one right after that. It's just, either one of those, if you were to watch it and there's nobody disclaiming or disclosing to you, or being like, this is your first interaction with Black Mirror. I'd be like, oh, I'm out.
I think they should have cut out the first episode. Honestly, I don't think
what was the first episode?
Fucking the pig?
Yeah. I was like,
but see, I think at that point they were just trying to figure out what the show was going to be.
I think what that does, though, is it sets the standard
For what it is.
Weird.
What
not just that, but also so you're like, what?
How far can we take it?
Yeah, where am I going with this shit? Yeah. And the other one also, too, is it starts creating conversation. Because right now, if you think about like the political regime, you mean to tell me right now that if Donald Trump was to fuck a pig, you're not going to watch that shit?
No.
Why would I?
I wouldn't.
You're all lying.
No,
you're
really all lying. Wouldn't.
It's going to be broadcast on national television.
I wouldn't.
Are you looking at my face?
You wouldn't watch. The little psyche in your head would be like, this motherfucker
are
right
you,
here.
Are you looking at my face?
Really? Really? Even if everybody's like, dude, I'm going to watch this shit. Really?
Nope.
I would watch it. I'd watch the shit out of it.
Of course you would.
I would watch the shit out of it. I don't like it, but I wouldn't.
There's no point.
I'd be curious. I'd be like, why? But I'd be like,
better people than me. I don't think I could watch the whole thing. Let me disclose that. But I would probably go in there and be like, oh, okay.
I wouldn't watch any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some point.
I'm not.
I don't think I would actually watch
it. What I'm insinuating is
there
are politicians in this world that are people have such great hate for. That the fact that they're going to humiliate themselves on national television,
people would actually tune in.
Yes.
Well, I think that with the political climate right now, I think who's there, they'd let the girl die.
Ooh, see? That's part of the good.
Whoa, shit.
Wow.
Come home,
they'd cover it up, be like, let's not let this get out. Nobody's going to know.
Oh, see? But this is the magic of Black Mirror.
Yeah,
that's the conversation
where
you're like, I didn't even fucking think of that shit, but I like that already.
But as a first episode, I don't think that would bring people in. They'd be like, what the fuck is this? I want to watch more of this.
I don't know, because I feel like with that, like, I think Tommy brought it up the perfect way. It's setting things up. And on top of that, too, the first season only has 3 episodes, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. And so For you to watch that first one, you'd be like, well, there's 2 more. I'll check it out. It'd be like, shit.
What else?
Like, well, that was the first one. It's like, what's the second episode about now? I think it's more so.
I think it's a spectrum, too. Like, that one was kind of like it set the bar. And then what was the next episode?
The next episode was the bicycle one.
The bicycle
where
one.
Where you have to.
That goes to another end of the spectrum.
That was the second one. And the third one was the husband-wife where something with their
but see how all those are spectrums. Like it goes like one goes like it can kind of be here in the middle, and then the other one goes like to the far left. Holy shit! And then the other one will go to the far right. You're like, okay, I know exactly what the fuck I'm watching now.
Exactly. I think it does create conversations. I think it's more also after watching that first episode, because that was the same thing when you guys were talking about it last year, and I finally caught up to it. That was my exact. What the fuck is this for? Yeah. Like, what?
Yes.
You know what's funny?
What?
The second and third episodes pissed me off. Like, they made me mad.
Why? Why?
Well, the second episode, the ending, it was just all wrong. You know, it's just.
Spoiler. Wait, are you caught up?
Mike's not caught up.
Okay, then we can't.
I haven't watched the third episode.
We'll revisit it. But
the first two I could talk about. The first two I get.
Yeah.
The second one, I didn't like the ending. I agree with Terry.
Yeah,
on that.
I was like. Mm-hmm.
I was like.
Why?
Because the girl, her life is
born, not feeling anything.
Yeah, and being a sex slave.
This is the way the society is. Like, I think it was a good episode, but I'm saying
the premise
of it.
Yeah.
So
my begging, playing devil's advocate. Do you think that exists in our reality now?
Probably. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm okay.
Wow.
Wow. That's. I think when that makes you think about. Wow, this can really exist in reality now. That's when it hits home, and I'm like, I need to take a shower.
Which is, I feel like, all Black Mirror episodes are like that. So.
When you start being like, oh, wow, this is
fuck.
Like, well, it's kind of sad because I like to, personally, maybe I'm a little optimistic, but I'd like to have more faith in humanity than that. Of like, not everyone is that fucked up.
Not everyone is fucked up. And there is faith in humanity, but we always just see the stupidity and we're just like, oh, Lord.
I'm sorry,
it's like, where are we going?
I don't know if we actually get to that
being.
I feel that we've gotten better, but there are pockets of humanity that are very dark.
Yeah.
And it all depends on how desperate people are.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing is
I think it's in Batman where he's like, you know, you push a man to his limits, you never know what he's going to be able to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you never know what he's basically going to do because of how much he's in despair.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like when you look at shit like Black Mirror, you kind of, this starts the conversation where it's, yeah, that's fucked up. But then you're like, you know, there's a piece of life right now in the human world that exists. And yeah, a lot of people want to cover it with fucking, you know, mask it, not even want to talk about it, but that's the fucked up shit. Like, there are humans that treat other humans like just pieces of inventory.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a number.
Another thing I didn't get from the first episode, why the wife was mad at him.
That's a great one.
I don't know what she expected him to do, you know?
Not like, do it.
Yeah, but you're letting a girl die. Like, if I was her, I'd be like, you know, you do what you gotta do. I'm not gonna
fuck that pig.
I'm not gonna
You fuck him hard,
fuck
man.
Fuck that pig.
You make him squeal. Make him oink.
I'd be like, I'm not gonna watch, but I'd be like, you know,
yeah.
I understand. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like person, at that point, too, it's like, I think if anything, she's more disgusted towards him, like the fact that he would actually go through with it. But I get your point where
with me, I'd be
you're
more,
trying to, you know, if you don't do it, you'll let that girl
I'd
die.
Be more comforting in a way. I'd be like, I'm really sorry you had to do that shit. Like, you know, that's
let me
what
stand
I'm
in front
for,
of you.
Like,
kind
you
of deal yeah, thing.
Yeah. Well, it also kind of begs the question, like, what kind of relationship did they have? What was going on? I don't know.
They're only faithful for two.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, there's a lot of stuff with, like, political. Yeah. Somebody dropped something. There's a lot of stuff with, like, political climates where they talk about, like, people have marriages of kind of just, like, work-related.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're married for economic ideologies
and not exactly
for love.
Right.
If we go into psychology, there's the different kinds of love.
Look at that. You could
just
do that too.
Companionate. We're just together to be together. Like, no intimacy, passion. Anyways.
Yeah. Right. That's a dog to me. Just saying. Anyways.
I was like, oh, we're good. We're back. Okay.
Yes.
We had to stop due to certain circumstances.
Yes.
And we're actually going to wrap this up, which sucks because we were having such an awesome conversation. So we'll pick it up next week. And thank you all for listening.
See you guys.
See you guys next week. Follow us at the Just Talk Podcast on Instagram. Comment, like, do your thing. Again, let us know what you guys think of the podcast if you guys are listening. Thank you. Any critiques and all that shit, good stuff. You know. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us once again. We missed you. It's been a while. And we will see you, not see you, but see everyone else here next week. Thank you
all. See you guys.
Bye, guys.